The advice and opinions expressed by the host of Autism Live and her guests are meant solely as suggestion and should not be in any way construed as child-specific advice. The Center for Autism and Related Disorders advises working with a board-certified behavior analyst who has experience with autism before starting any intensive behavioral intervention. Any choices you make in determining your child's treatment are completely at your own discretion.
Autism Live. We're interrupting Temple Grandin Tuesdays this week to bring you the kickoff of the Festival of Toys. I'm so excited to be here. I'm Shannon Penrod. We're going to be here live for the next hour, and we have some pretty exciting guests. One in particular who's never been on the show before that I'm a little Twitter-pated. I'm so excited about it. But I know somebody already wrote in and said, is Temple Grandin on today? She is not, but if you will stick around to the end of the show, I will reveal which toys in the toy guide Temple Grandin herself picked out. So stick around if you want to see that. Really quickly, I want you to know that this entire show is meant to be interactive. I know that we've already got many people that are watching. Good morning, Amanda's excited about toy time. Good morning to Jessica and S Shark. And Greg's getting over his disappointment of no Temple Grandin. And Lori from the D is joining us, but trying to get somebody to nap so she can join in a bigger, better way. We've got some amazing toys that are featured in our toy guide. We're not showing all of the toys today. We're just showing some of our faves today. And the toy guide, I forgot to look, it's going live later on today. So it might be live already. I didn't look to see, but where you will find it. Last year's toy guide is there, or this year's toy guide. If you go on our website, autism-live.com, there's a little icon up at the top that says toy guide. Hola, hola, Alicia. There's a toy guide icon up at the top. And if you click on that, I think for still part of today, it'll show you 2019. And then sometime magically, it will switch to the 2020. And I'll also try to give you some hints as to which toys are on sale 50% off this weekend for Black Friday. In particularly at Target. I no sponsorship, but I'm just telling you so you can get 50% off. It's a good thing. Okay, yes, Greg says Temple is my hero. She's a lot of our hero, and she'll be back with us. You can watch a whole lot of Temple over the weekend during our marathon, but today it's all about the toys. But stick around and I'll tell you which ones that Temple Grandin especially like. And we're saying hi to Chloe too. So if you want to interact with us, if you're watching us live right now, you're probably watching us on YouTube, on Twitter, on Periscope, or on Facebook Live. And you can interact with us on any of those platforms, just write in the chat for those platforms. And it shows up here in real time on my screen, which is really cool. Now, if you're watching us recorded later on in the day, the year, or a decade from now, we want you to know that you can interact with us on autism-live.com at any time, any day. Just put your question in there, and the next time we are here live, we will be talking to you. And thank you, S Shark, who's saying, hit the like button, y'all. I'm so with you on this. Hit the like button. We like it when you share. We like it when you like. We like it when you follow. We like it when you review. By the way, if you're watching us in podcast or want to watch us in podcast, we're on all the major sites. We really love it when you give us a review on iTunes. Okay, so we've gotten through all of that. Hey, Philomena, so glad that you're here and so glad that Evie is here. I love that name. So I hope I said it right. Maybe it's Evie. I like both. In any case, Michelle is in the house. Woohoo! So I got to introduce our first guest today who's never been on the show before. And there's a little bit of a tradition to this. You know, we normally every year we go to a toy store and I drag someone with me to demo the toys in a toy store. We've done it with Nancy Allspot Jackson. We've done it with some of our producers in the past. My husband has done it. And then I started taking Dr. Graham Pichet's children. I took her daughter, Charlie. And then last year I got Nikki to do it with me. And I had said to her, it's just not fair that I don't get to go with one of my favorite screenwriters and filmmakers, who is her son, Sonny Denacher. And he's here today, and he's going to kick this off with us. So, Sonny, welcome to Autism Live.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here.
Well, I'm so excited that you're here. I mentioned that you are a filmmaker and a screenwriter. You're finishing up your screenwriting degree at a very illustrative university. Do we want to disclose what that is?
Yeah, sure. I'm at Chapman University right now, which is in Orange County. It's a lovely school.
My son kind of wants to be you when he grows up.
Oh,
that's
yeah?
Like, that's his ambition, that he wants to be a screenwriter at Chapman too. I think you might have influenced him at some point.
Yeah, I'm flattered. I'm flattered.
Well, listen, I think he has really good taste. A couple of years ago, when you were 17, you were making a film with a group of friends. You had written it, but you were also co-directing and starring in it. And I had the opportunity to play a very small role in it. And I brought my son to the set both days. And I think he was just like, I think I want to be Sonny when I grow up. And I thought that he had really good taste. That film, by the way, is something that people could watch if they wanted. You're in it, I'm in it, and you wrote and co-directed. Do you want to tell them a little bit about it, what it is, and where? We do have a disclaimer. It's not appropriate for everyone, right?
Right, yeah. No, yeah, it's a film called, it's called Mr. Hitler, and it's about a guy who has the last name Hitler, and it's about his sort of struggle with that name. It's a satirical documentary kind of thing. So, you know, not necessarily appropriate for the whole family, but, you know, view at your own discretion. I can provide a link. I'll be sure to get the link by the end of the show.
Okay. And it is hilarious, I gotta say. I play the young boy's mother, but I have to, there are many great actors. I think you're spectacular in it, first of all. But right. I think the guy who plays my husband is the funniest thing in the entire movie.
Yeah,
he's great. So, he's great. Okay, I'm going to drop my picture out of the thing for just a second, but we're going to start to show some toys here. And I know you've got a big one behind you. Do you want to go to that one first?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
This is my personal favorite, really. Let me see if I can move this camera right here. See, this right here is essentially a marble obstacle course, if you will. When I was a kid, I loved this. First of all, I never had anything this advanced, but if I did, that would have been the end of it for me. I would have been on this thing 24/7. Yeah, so this is called Marble Works. It is a marble, I guess obstacle course is a way to look at it. It's a maze of sorts that you can build and assemble. You can design it however you'd like. I made one yesterday. It's just, it's delightful. There's nothing else to be said. It's my personal favorite. Highly, highly recommend this one.
So we were talking about the toy guide a little bit, and sorry, we had a little bit of technical difficulty there. That's why I was so abrupt. But the toy guide is going active sometime today on our website, autism-live.com. And this is one of the toys that's featured there. I want people to know we give awards in different age categories. This was the winner in the school category for the therapist recommendation for a lot of the reasons that Sonny just said. I want to say that this is like the... Wouldn't you say the marble run on steroids, Sonny?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's like nothing else I've ever seen. Because I had similar things when I was a kid, but they were always like a lesser version of this.
Exactly. And this is actually their Marble Works Grand Prix from Discovery Toys. And we feature a lot of the Discovery Toys items in our guide because they're really spectacular toys. And if you, when our toy guide goes active, if you want to, each toy has a little purchase now button that you can purchase it and go directly to where you can buy it. Discovery Toys is really interesting though, because you can host a party for Discovery Toys. It's kind of like, you know, those other things like Tupperware and things like that, but better because it's toys. But what I love is that, you know, and you can still you do it online in COVID, host a party, you get discounts, the people that you love get discounts, and sometimes you get really great free toys for your kiddos. So absolutely love that. And our therapists love a marble run because it's got a beginning, a middle, and an end. So kiddos doing therapy, Sonny, and we want them to do work, right? We say, what do you want to work for? They always want to work for a marble. Man, a marble is it, right? And so they'll say, okay, let's do, you know, we're going to do this 10 times and then we're going to erase marbles. And I love that about this one is that you can race, which just adds another element to it. So you do your 10 things, you do a great job, you get your high five, you go over, you race the marbles. And then, you know, the therapist picks up the marble and says, okay, let's get back to work and let's earn to go again, which is like the best of the best. But I love that you love it too, Sunny. This is a toy that's good for absolutely anybody. Did you have fun putting it together?
I did, yeah. I was with a friend of mine. We built this lovely thing. And it's just a ton of fun. It's one of those things that's timeless, at least for me. I mean, I'm probably going to be using this when I'm 75.
Right? Whenever I'm in a room with a marble run, I want to put it on the table and play with it. We got a lot of people who are sending you a lot of love. Somebody named Ryan Town, who doesn't sound familiar to me at all, says, this guy's got some serious talent. Get this guy on here more. Can I say, and Ryan, who was your co-collaborator on Mr. Hitler, who was also an intern here on Autism Live, a talented guy in his own right. But Sonny, I have a bone to pick with you. I'm going to choose this moment. I've told you many times that I want to be your John Ratzenberger. I want to be in everything that you do and just play a very, very tiny, tiny role. Yeah. Last year at this time, it was almost exactly a year ago, we were at a big gala and I was there when you met for the first time Mark Hamill. And what did Mark Hamill say when he found out that you were a young filmmaker?
He was very kind. He said I should write him a part.
And Sonny, it's a year later. And I believe as we walked away, I said, yes, write something for me and Mark Hamill, just squeezing myself in there. And I don't, where is it, Sonny?
You know why is this? It's coming. Okay. I'll definitely get it done. But all right. Don't worry. I'll keep it in my head. One day.
Listen, everybody heard this. He's now writing. I think I could play like Mark Hamill's psycho sister. Something like that. There we go. Okay. So what else do you have behind you what did you really like? Because I gave you a bunch of different toys. What do you have behind you that you want to talk about next?
Well, I mean, I'll say my second favorite probably. The marbles can't be beat. No doubt about that.
Okay.
My second favorite was probably this lovely Sphero Mini, which is this. Yeah. Sphero Mini. Super nice. Cool. Essentially a robot, I suppose would be the right way to describe it. It is a spherical robot that you can actually control with your phone using an app. So, I mean, again, this is one of those things where when I was a kid, I would have never put this thing down, quite frankly. Unfortunately, technology wasn't there at the time. I was too busy rewinding my VHS tapes, but it's something like this is just absolutely what I would have loved. And let me tell you, it is a ton of fun for me now. And it's a ton of fun for, I imagine, everybody.
Yeah, we loved this toy. It won our Teen Tween Autism Live Top Toy winner, which is a big distinction when you get top toy. Just for the teen and tween category, we thought this was remarkable. It's a robot with a nice price point. It looks like a pool ball to me. Hmm. But what I love about it is that there's an app. Did you get an opportunity to try it with the app, Sonny?
So
talk to us about, because I know it can do lots of different things. Like you can steer it with your phone, but you can also make it so that you can do things with your hands. What did you like?
Yeah, so there's a lot of options. I didn't try all of them. But yeah, as you said, there's different ways you can control it. The most straightforward one is basically just like a joystick. They put one spot on your phone and you can move, you know, up, left, right, down. But they have other modes, like there's a slingshot mode where you kind of like shoot it back and it, you know, goes forward. They have a golf mode, which I don't even think I tried, but that sounds interesting. And they had one mode where it was, I believe it was just scream based. So the amount of noise you made would dictate where it would go. That was really interesting. So there's a lot of options. There's a lot of ways to play with this thing.
The parents will love that, the scream mode. But I want to say that this is the Sphero Mini, and they want to see it up close again, if you don't mind showing it to them, honey. And they make a bigger one, too. And I also want to say that they make lots of accessories for them. So they have little ramps that you can buy to make an obstacle course if you want, or you can make your own obstacle course. And they have competitions around the country with these that they're now starting to do these in schools, sometimes with the minis and sometimes with the bigger ones. But for those of you who have kids that are really into robots and to STEAM, and there's how it comes packaged. Lovely. Thank you, Sonny. And, but if your kids are missing out, like I know my son has done robotics all through high school, and you know, it's all sort of on hold during COVID. This is a great way to keep your kids in it, keep them active. It's a lot of the toys you'll see in the toy guide this year, we tried to get as much off of screen as possible, but some of them are about coding, and this one is about coding. And then we do want to do a little bit of screen time, but it's interactive screen time with the world. So I'm glad you liked that one, Sonny. I was hoping that you would like that one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What else you got in your arsenal? Or do you want me to show one?
Well, sure. Go ahead, take one.
Okay, so I want to talk a little bit, another Discovery Toy winner. It's a little bit loud. This is Froggy Ball, because I want to talk about for babies. So this one, our therapist recommendation winner, again, from Discovery Toys. You can find them online. And what I love about this is that it's got so many different things to do. It's a great price point for a baby or a toddler. It rattles, it's got all these handles to play, it's a froggy ball, it's really cool. But my favorite thing, Sonny, are these little holes. Hmm. We've learned over the years at the Center for Autism and Related Disorders that catching a ball is a very important prerequisite skill for a lot of things that come further down the line. There's a hand-eye coordination, but you know, like everything else, if you're not good at catching a ball, you don't really get excited about doing it. It's a projectile coming at your head and kids get afraid. So these little holes help kids to be able to grab onto it, for them to get the reinforcer of catching it. So they get better at ball skills, which helps them down the road with balance. It helps them with handwriting. It's a great skill to have. So we really love this. It does make a bit of noise, but super fabulous. Froggy Ball from Discovery Toys. We just love the quality of their toys too, and how they're multifunctional. Okay, I did one. Now it's your turn. What you got?
Okay, well, here's an interesting one for you. This is nice. This is called Grandparent Talk. Now, I'm not a grandparent, but I can vouch that this seemed like a very interesting product. Essentially, here you go, Grandparent Talk.
There we go.
To help facilitate a conversation between a grandparent and their grandchild. So basically, we have these cards here, and you can just kind of look through them, take a card out, and I believe a question is written on the card, right? For example here, like, where did you hang out when you were a teenager? So you can find out what your grandparents were up to all the way back in the days of the war. And what have you been able to do as a result of saving money? Stuff like that. Now, obviously, there's a generational gap between the elderly and the youth. And I think that this lovely deck of cards here sets to bridge that gap.
Love it. Love it. And we actually, there's a couple of these that we gave awards to. The Grandparent Talk one, we gave the Social Skills Builder Award for school-aged kids. And then a little bit later on, we have in our caregiver, because we have gifts for caregivers, we gave the Family Talk. We think that, and there's multiple different versions of this. I have right now Family Talk number 2 out. I think having a bunch of these, and I love that they come on the little key ring, and keeping them on a bowl in the dining room table is a great way, because sometimes you run out of things. Like, I don't even know what to ask my child or my teen on the autism spectrum. So they're prompts. And I'll tell you what I really love about the Grandparent Talk one. It's the Thanksgiving holiday right now. Sometimes you have family visiting. I tell you, Sonny, one of the things that was hardest for me was when Jem was going through therapy, he's a teenager. Sometimes it's hard to get him talking. And my mother said to me, you know, it's hard to have a conversation with him, Shannon. I just don't know what else to do. And I was telling her, you know, you just got to keep trying. What I love about the Grandparent Talk is that you can get this and you can have your therapist or you practice asking some of the questions and listening for the responses and reacting. And that then it can be the door that opens the relationship to the grandparent. It's good practice. Taking out the part where you have to think of the question to ask grandparents, I think is a way to grease the skids, but it's a great, I think, social skills builder. So, and again, guess what company this is? Discovery Toys.
They've done it again.
Really cool. I mean, I love, okay, I'm just going to pick one here and then I'm going to have you answer the question. This is Family Talk 2, the second deck. Okay, how can parents best show their love for their children? So what a great topic of conversation at the table. So I'm going to ask you, Sunny, what did your parents do that made you feel loved? Put you on the spot.
Wow.
Let's start with your mom. What does she do now that makes you feel loved?
Well, I think she does a lot. She's very supportive in everything I do. I know, you know, she supported me throughout this whole process of going through college and everything, and going into a field that might not necessarily result in employment straight off the bat. So, but she's been very supportive in that, which I think is just such a great, you know, not everyone's so lucky, and I really appreciate how much she sort of always backed whatever I wanted to do. And she never, you know, never discouraged me. She was realistic about it, you know, and she made sure I understood that, but she was also very encouraging and very loving. So I think that's one thing that she does do well.
I can tell you that she talks about you behind your back and it's all good. She says the most wonderful things about you as a person and as an artist. She has so much respect for you as an artist. It's a great thing to see. I learn lots from her about how to be with a son who wants to be a screen maker. Hey, we want to say that Chloe is saying, go, Sunny. S Shark would like to see the marble run up close, and they want to know if there's any possibility to watch a marble go down.
You know what?
Is that a possibility?
We could probably pull it off. Yeah, I got to find the marble.
Okay. Maybe one of your minions could help you find a marble. While they're looking, Doug, we're saying hi to Doug Oakes, who's watching. We think you're awesome, and we're so glad you're on the mend. And Amanda likes the conversation starters. And S Shark says, your mom rocks, which we all agree, Sunny.
Absolutely.
And Greg Temple will be back tomorrow on the Autism Live Marathon. We're going to do a lot of the toy reviews from the last 7 years, but we're also going to be featuring some of our top interviews, which of course includes Temple Grandin. While you're looking for a marble, I'm going to show something from Fat Brain Toys. I'm a huge fan of Fat Brain Toys. And you guys, if you look in the guide, you'll see that there's a lot of toys that are available on Fat Brain. But this one is for our baby and toddler category. It's our educational toy winner, and it's called Dimple Digits. Sunny, did you ever like to pop the plastic on plastic wrap?
Absolutely. Well, I still do.
Right? It's like a really great sensory thing, and everybody sort of loves it. So this toy has these things. I don't know if you can hear the pop noise. You can pop them both ways, and it's the same sensory thing as when you pop the plastic. But what's great about this is if you're wanting to build skills for a child, this has numbers 1 through 10 on it in both English and in Spanish. And then on each one of the dimple digits, it has the corresponding number of, on the Spanish side, it has the dots so that I'm getting that sensory input. I've got 2 dots here. And on this side, it has the numerical for it and it has the text for both. So I can work on colors. I can work on a palmer grasp on this. I can roll this. You can't really see, but I can roll this and play catch with it. I can work on finger skills for popping it. Did I mention colors, numbers, and everything in Spanish? I mean, there's so many things that you can, and it's colorful, and I love it. It's going to look good in a room for years to come. So we super love this for young hands to develop those fine motor skills and to be working on all those exemplars, colors, numbers, and in English and in Spanish. Fat Brain, we love some Fat Brain, and you can find them at fatbraintoys.com. It's one of my favorite places to shop, you guys. If you're missing toy stores, don't. Go to fatbraintoys.com. Okay, do we find a marble?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
I can certainly attempt. No, sorry, the camera is a bit.
That's okay. We're going to see. We're going to be from a little bit of a distance.
Move out of the way here and see if I can present this little. Let's see.
Okay.
Okay. Look at that.
That is crazy town.
We're going to get closer. Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to race two?
Essentially, yes. So
okay.
You can load them up into this thing right here. You can load up a bunch of them. Unfortunately, I only have two, but you can fit, I believe, 8 or something like that. And then you simply just allow them to roll down.
And that right there is just a speech builder, because you'll count and get them to say 3. Look at that. I can see it going down. Look at that.
There you go.
How wonderful. So which one won?
Well, it looks like it was the...
As if it matters.
Yeah. Whatever color this is.
Okay. We call those tiger eyes. Tiger eyes. Okay. So Parker wants to know where the list is. I want to show this to my friends on ClawsNet, who are Santa Claus impersonators. And what are Card's plans for Santa's visits? We'll get to that. But first, I want to tell you that the toy guide exists on autism-live.com. Right at the top, there's a little icon that says toy guide. Sometime today, it's going to switch from 2019 to 2020. I don't know what time, but it will do that at some point today. And Traven just put it into the chat so that it should appear there, so that you guys can go directly from there. Okay. Should I show another one, or have you got one you want to show?
Well, I can show one if you'd like.
Okay, go for it.
Yes, this is one called Sticker and Chill.
Yes, I love these, Sonny.
Yeah, these are.
Did you get a chance to try it at all?
Yeah, I looked through. I didn't place any stickers, but I looked through the selection, and it's very interesting. It's not your regular sticker book, really. Mm-mm.
So this one, the caregiver category, this one, best art craft winner, Sticker and Chill. And you've got the one your category on yours? It's like crystals and
something
like that. And I've got two of them here. I've got three of them here. Oh, maybe, I don't know, because here's the succulents and crystals. What one did I give you? Did I give you the travel one?
I have Wanderlust.
Wanderlust. Okay.
Wanderlust, yeah.
And I've got the flower one, and I've got a personal space one. So yeah. I love Sunny's showing you that it gives you 10 different starter things, and then stickers that you can choose to put on it or not. Yes. I was so upset the other night, Sunny, and I sat down and I stickered. It's like color forms for adults, you guys.
There you go.
I stickered this. I loved it. You know why I love these, Sunny? Because a lot of times parents, we don't have time to do something for us, and we want to craft, or we want to calm down or whatever, and we don't have time, because by the time we purchase all the things to do it and get set up to do it, the time's over. Or we do it and then we have to clean it up, and it's just such a nightmare. So I love this because there's no cleanup whatsoever. And you sit down and you're in business right away. And if you don't like it, if I decide, look, I don't want the flowers on the bicycle, I can move them anywhere, and I can take the bicycle out. I can say, end of the bicycle. I can put the bicycle in the tree. I would have loved it. I would have done this with Jem. I think we would have had a good time doing this. But I did this just by myself the other day and had a really good time. Last night I was on the phone with somebody, and I had this, I don't know if you can see, it's like decorate a whole room. So, but yours, each one has a theme, and yours is Wanderlust. So it's all about traveling, right?
That's right. Yes. There's a number of different pages here. Let me see if I can find another one for you. I believe their focus is sort of different cultures in each one of this one. So, and obviously, yeah, you have a nice little, I mean, a great amount of stickers, a lot of them.
Yeah, you can't possibly use them all on the page.
No, surely not, but someone will find a way. And yeah. This right here is a nice little sort of very decorative space, if you will. They give you a lot of room to add your creativity with these stickers. So
yeah. Now, I know you've got some sisters who are crafters. Do you ever craft with them?
Not particularly. I was always the least crafty individual in the family.
Somebody just said, I posted something about peeling stickers and how calming it is for one of my kiddos. I so thoroughly enjoyed this. And as I was sitting there doing it, my husband, who is not a crafter at all, he was like, what are you doing? That looks like so much fun. So let's talk a little bit about the sticker fun. This comes to us from Craftastic, which is part of the Ann Williams group. And I got to tell you, we love, 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 love this company. We actually have another one of their things that was a winner too. But they are specifically about empowering women, but it's really about empowering everybody, but it's girl power. They do a lot of crafts that are to empower girls and women. But we have, over the last 2 years, we've loved a lot of their crafts for our teens, tweens, adults on the spectrum, and for caregivers on the spectrum, because they're just smart crafts. They're really cute. They give you everything that you need. Easy cleanup, easy to do. Last year, we featured their Empower poster for adults that they got all of a canvas and all of the things to write about themselves, to empower themselves. I just love this company. I absolutely love the company. In fact, you have another one of their winners there with you, Sunny, the mini terrariums. Do you want to show that real quick?
Sure. Yeah. Let's take a look at that. This is a really fun one here. The mini terrariums. So essentially, they provide you with I'll see if I can take them out. The supplies to construct your own mini terrarium, ultimately, they're going to look like these. They don't look like that now, but you can construct them however you like. You can make them into, you know, whatever you prefer. But what I like about this one is that it's a very family-wide kind of decoration. Like this, you could put this in any room, you know what I mean? Like this is the kind of thing that every house would appreciate. It's a decoration that can stay around, super nice looking, a little clean, you know, decor. The kind of thing that you can put together and look at it for years.
Yeah, and that won our adult category best art craft, because many of you have written into us and said, you know, now with, oh, look, so there's some of the crafting supplies. Yeah. I love it. You show me a craft supply and I'm like, squirrel. Yeah. But many of you have written in and said, you know, I don't know what to do because my teen or my tween or my kiddo or my adult child, like we don't have the programs that we normally have during COVID. So we tried to give you things that would be easy to do. It's sort of all self-contained. You can sit down on a rainy or a snowy afternoon and you can work on it together. And while you're working on it, you're building all kinds of skills, hand skills, motor skills, sharing skills, but you also have something when you're done. There's that pride that really can't be overstated, I think. So in that vein, we have from Gridley Games, we have a bunch of Just Add crafts. And these are our best craft winner for teen tweens. And they make them in lots of different things. So this is Just Add Eggs. And there's like 16 different activities, and some of them are STEM lessons included in here, but they're craft activities, and everything you would need to do the different activities is encased in this really cool thing, and all you have to have is eggs. So they try to, and there's one, let me see if I can reach them. So there's one that's Just Add Sun, and you can make photo things. This one I love, which is Just Add Milk. And Sunny, did you ever do the experiment as a kid where you take milk and you put food coloring and soap in it? Right. And then the colors dance and they make, so you can do that with this, but you know, each one has tons of other things. This one is Just Add Glue, just regular, you know, craft glue. And this one is Just Add Sugar. So they're assuming that you have milk and eggs and glue and sugar in your house and that everybody has the sun, but then they make all these great crafts that you can do with it. And what I love is that it has a guide that it tells the parent, here's what you need to know. Here's how you have to set it up. Here's what to ask your child while they're doing it. Like I didn't know when you're doing the milk thing that you're supposed to ask about polymers and tell them about polymers. I didn't know that. But these tell you. So I absolutely love those. Each one of those is a great thing for one afternoon of activity. Wonderful. What else have you got, Sunny?
Well, let's take a look. Oh, this is a fun one right here. This is called Hey Clay.
Oh, I love this one.
Hey Clay. Yeah. This looks really cool. I just love the design of this one. It's so clean and aesthetically pleasing, if you will. But essentially what this is a selection of clay that kind of is accommodated by an app that you can get on your phone or tablet where you can essentially get interactive guides to sculpt certain things that they provide you with here. So you start, what's inside here is really just basic clay of different colors. But when you get the app, they give you sort of a 3D model look at whatever you'd like to sculpt. And, you know, by being able to see it from all angles, you're essentially able to create a very nice looking creation like some of these right here.
And this one is the bug, the Hey Clay bug version, but they make them in several different things. Like I think there's a dinosaur and there might be a Hey Clay flower. Yes, these are right. Also from here. Fat Brain Toys. But I got to say that one of my favorite things about this, I mean, I love the app, but I love that this clay is gluten-free, non-toxic, and it's really, really soft. It's like, so it doesn't get stiff like other clays, so that it's really got that whole thing. And somebody says claymation in the making. Yes, you can take it and do whatever you want. But we have a little guy in that's our family adjacent who loves bugs, you know? And look at all these fun bugs that you can make. It's, yes, they're saying for movies later, like Gumby Creative. I want to tell you that we have two different things in the toy guide. We're not featuring them today, but that are about making movies for kids, because we want them, if they're going to use the screen time, to do it. But we love that one, best art and craft winner for school age kids. Again, Fat Brain Toys, because we love us some Fat Brain Toys. Okay, so what else you got there, Sonny?
Okay, let's take a look at this guy right here. I mean, this is a lot to process right here. yeah, this is from a company, it used to be called Neonate Babies. Mm-hmm. And this is, in particular, this one is called Gnarly. And so essentially, oh, you have one there. Oh, there you go.
I do too.
Yeah.
I love these, Sonny. It's a lot to process, you're right, because there's a lot in this little toy, but I absolutely love these. So did you ever have an action figure or something that you liked when you were a kid?
Sure, absolutely.
What was it and why did you like it?
I was a big stuffed animal guy.
Okay.
I had a little white mouse that I loved. His name was Snowflake. And I took care of him for several years. And he's still in my room now. So that's an eternal love right there. And that's the kind of thing that only something like this can provide.
But why do you think you loved Snowflake so much? Well, what was it about Snowflake?
I think it's just, you know, it's like company for you at all times. You know, you always have someone to share life's moments with in many ways.
Yes. Well, this toy won our social skills builder, so I'm glad that you talked about sharing. And this one for our preschool category. And we have been in love with Gnarly Babies, Neonate Babies, for a little while. The company that makes these is actually, it's called Destroyer. Now, why a company named Destroyer would make such cute babies is beyond me. But there's a whole myth that comes with the neonate babies, the Gnarly Babies. They're supposedly aliens that have landed here and that they need to be adopted and taken care of. And when they come in their incubator and they have this umbilical cord and they have little, you can't probably see here, but they have little vitamins that come with them. And they have this little tablet that has to be fed to them. So there are so many things. And this whole box that they come with, I don't know if you can tell, this box is its home for a little while. So you don't want to rip open the box and throw away the box. But there's a little drawer here that pulls out that's for his accessories and things. And these babies all have names. And one of our favorite things about them is that they're weighted. So they have a weight to them. It's not like a cheap plastic toy that this feels like a baby. Everybody that we've given one of these to hold has gone gazanga over them. And I've never been in a room with a child that didn't want to pick it up and hold it and take it with them everywhere. And we gave this the social skills builder because it is a relationship, exactly what you were talking about, Sonny, that you build a relationship with this toy and you have to take care of it. I don't know if you can see that it's got its food here. It's a very complex toy. Yeah. And a child doesn't have to play with all the different things, but if we can get a child to start to take care of the baby and think about the baby, we're building some social skills in a very safe way, because the Gnarly Baby is not going to reject them. I love I love the little feet. I mean, I'm a grown woman and I want to feed this baby.
Yeah.
It's not rational.
No, it's interesting how the little Easter eggs it kind of comes with. Apparently,
yeah.
After 2 weeks, you may remove the baby's tooth and begin feeding. So there you go. There's a little tooth that you can take out.
Little tooth.
Yeah, and then you give it this this lacto mix, a milk substitute. This is what they say, a milk substitute.
There we go.
Into the diet. I mean, and there's just a bunch of little things like that, where it's little tiny things that you kind of can enjoy if you'd like or not. I mean, it's all optional. It's just whatever you want to do with it, really. But I just love how many options they provide you with.
Yeah. And they come in bigger versions too. These are the little neonate babies, but they come in bigger versions. But I like these for the little kids because they can take them with them anywhere. And I love the responsibilities that it comes with. That it's almost like when you used to have to take care of those pets on your what do they call those? Did you ever have one of those that's a little pet that took care of on a watch?
Yeah.
But on that, you could kill the pet. This nothing is gonna happen that they kill, and I like that better. But we absolutely love this company. They have been so supportive of autism and the autism community. Destroyer has been absolutely above and beyond. And we just think that they're really super clever. Even my husband went crazy. There's a little umbilical cord on the baby. And he just thought that that was the cutest thing. And let me just tell you, these are now collector items. They're like a baby will become available. And then there are only a limited number of them. So they become collector items, and there are so many accessories. And I love that because as an aunt, sometimes, you know, you want to get a toy and you say to the parent, you know, what are they into? And when they say, oh, they're into Nurly babies, you can go in and buy all the little, you know, diapers, and you don't have to break your bank. You can buy all the accessories. It's really wonderful. So we love the neonate babies, social skills builder for our preschool kids, and they've got a weight to them. They're super, super duper awesome. Okay, let me show you, because I got this big thing here, Sunny. It's like this monstrosity, but this is super cool. So have you been a little bit bored in COVID?
Well, I absolutely, yes.
And have you like needed to get a little bit more physical exercise?
Most certainly, yeah.
Okay. So there's a company that's called EdX Education, and they make great toys for great kids. And a lot of times that people, preschools will buy their toys, but I was looking because one of the big recommendations we've been giving over and over on the show is to make an obstacle course in your house so that your kids have a way to be getting their ya-yas out and, you know, building physical skills. So this thing is called Step-A-Log, and I'm showing you in its put away form, but what it is are these steps that are connected to each other by rope. I need a wide angle camera for this. So let me put this down a little bit. So I can put these all over the house and they become ramps, and they're tilted. So I don't know if you can see that it, you know, so they got to walk up this ramp and it's connected by a rope to the next one. Hello, Dr. Grampuchet.
Hello.
I'm just showing this fun toy here with Sunny. Are you coming in and joining us now?
I will join.
So
yes.
They're all connected by ropes to each other. So I basically throw it on the floor and ask the kids to make some configuration out of this. And I have a built-in obstacle course. And then what I also love about it is when I'm done playing with it, it stacks up and it goes in the corner. We absolutely love this. Is EdX, and this one, our motor play for preschool, so that you can look at all these smiling, happy faces. So everybody introduce yourselves while I get out my next toy.
I'm Doreen.
Dr. Grampuchet, as everybody here on the show knows, but for those who haven't forgotten, who are your daughters? Let them introduce themselves.
I'm Charlie. I'm Doreen's youngest. I'm the oldest.
Look at this beautiful family picture. And I've been fortunate enough to have both of the young ladies be interns, which is, it's shocking to me because you're both off doing wonderful things with your life. And I didn't get, I begged, but I didn't get Sonny to come and intern with me because he was too busy making movies. But I got to at least, you know, work on a project with you. Yeah. And now I got you. So you guys are lovely. So I just want to say the EdX company, they're saying, wow, they're twins. You guys do look like you all look like each other. But Nikki and Charlie, you do look like the blonde and the brunette version of yourselves. You guys look very. I never noticed before how much you guys look alike.
Yeah, we
so,
hear it a lot. Really?
Yeah. Do you hear it a lot?
Yeah, sometimes.
I never ever noticed it before, but you really look that way now. It's so good to see you guys. All right, I'm going to have you guys play a game with me here in just a second. But I also want to say, if you don't want to do the obstacle course with it connected, they also sent me this, which, so the other one is called, sorry, this one is the Step-a-Log. So they sent me Step-a-Trail. So this has three logs that I can throw anywhere in the house. But then I also have this other part of it too. And they stack up really nicely, which is not evident by the way I'm showing it. But look, so this looks like three bowls, but what it is, it's three tree stumps that are different colors. So I can take the three logs and the three tree stumps and I can throw them all over my house and I can say the floor is lava. Don't anybody step on the floor. And now I've got an interesting afternoon with the kids and I'm learning colors. You know, can you step on the one that has yellow lines or can you step on the one that's green on the trunk, right? And I can get the kids moving, which Dr. Grampuchet can say, you know, sometimes that's what we got to do, right? Make it fun.
Keep them busy. Shannon, we also have this very cool toy.
Oh, can we please talk about that?
That's right. Yes, we have a nice selection of instruments here that come together in a nice little pack. Surely the loudest of all the toys we've looked at today, but
and so this toy is called My Little Orchestra, and it's from Schoenhut, great toy company that makes great wooden musical instruments. So are you guys gonna play a song for us?
Yeah, this one is super nice. It's wooden. I love this. It's like really high quality equipment, and it's wooden. So.
Oh, that's the beat. Yeah, they're all really good quality. That's what I was going to say as well. Yeah.
Yeah. We love Schoenhut. And it's called My Little Orchestra. Okay. What are you guys going to play? Now, this has to rival when Jimmy Fallon has guests on and they do the whole thing with the Roots. So, good. What are you going to play?
We're going to do hot cross buns.
Ready? Go. Yay.
I love it. I think that should be the Autism Live Christmas card right there.
Yeah.
Right? Wonderful. Now, if we hit all of your toys, no, you've got one more. You've got a game.
That's right. And this is one of my favorites. I got to say, this might be my, if I'm ranking them, I would say it's maybe number three after the marble robot.
So show us, I'm glad you like this one because I like this one too.
Yes. So this one is called Cornered, the Cornered Challenge. And it is a perplexing game of perception, as you can see. Essentially, the way this works is, I'll try to explain it as best I can. There's two ways to play it, one with animals and one with colors. I prefer the colors personally. I think the animals were a bit harder, but that's just me. It's different for everyone. And essentially, every player receives some of these tiles here, and everyone flips them over at the same time, and then you have to find the one spot on the board where your tile fits into the color arrangement or animal arrangement of that board. So as you can see right here, there's a tile on top of that where there's an orange, a yellow, a green, and a blue in that exact order, and it fits on that spot. And what's really cool about this is that there's only one spot on every board where any individual tile will fit. There's not multiple locations. So you have to find that one location that works for yours in order to win. You need to place all of your tiles, and the first person to place all of their tiles wins the game.
I love this. Did you guys get a chance to play this yet?
Yes, I haven't played with them, but I played with a friend of mine and we had a great time.
What I love about this is that a lot of times our kiddos on the spectrum are particularly good at it. I don't know what it is visually. There's a thing that a lot of them are awesome at it. Like my kid can kick all of our keisters at this. Yeah. Like he's so fast, it hurts my head.
There's actually in the IQ test, the Wechsler, there's a section called block design. And all of our kids are just amazing at block design, and they go so far above like my capability. When I'm testing kids, it's incredible how good they are at this.
It's so much fun to watch them, and they've seen this. The toy company is Endless Games, and we love Endless Games. They've been such a supporter of Autism Live for so long, and we just think that they're awesome. And by the way, this is, I believe this is one of the games that you can get 50% off at Target starting this week. Right. They have a lot of Endless Games that are during Black Friday. So check it out. I don't want to say I'm positive, but I'm pretty sure it's one of the games that you can get. I know my next one is 50% off, but that cornered the challenge. We used to, years ago, was one of our first games that we featured on the guide was Cornered. And now it's like cornered on steroids with the challenge. That's our school age board game, card and board game winner with Endless Games. But now I'm going to have you guys, if you'll play along with me, I want you guys to play this other game, which this one in our adult category, I believe. Do I have it on here? I do. Yeah, in the adult category for a speech builder winner, and it's the game Say Anything. On sale, Black Friday, 50% off. I think it's on sale now. Also, Endless Games. So we're going to play a version of this online. Normally, when you're playing this, everybody gets a little dry erase board, and you would write down your answers on these cool things with these dry erase markers. But I'm just going to ask you guys to think what your question. I'm going to ask you a question, and then you have to tell me what the best is. And again, you know, great way to build conversation here. Oh, that's probably a good one. I don't know if it's okay for us to ask. Who, tell me if this is putting you on the spot too much. Who's the most annoying celebrity?
Oh.
Or should we ask something that's more PC?
I just want to, if I say it, then I'm afraid I might offend someone, right, the viewer.
So let's not do that. Okay, we can't do that one either. A lot of these are like funny. Okay, this one, well, all right. The next one was, what's the most famous person that should never be allowed to rap?
Wow, oh, interesting.
Okay. Do you think we would offend somebody if we did that?
No, I would say okay. Martha Stewart.
That's not bad.
Martha Stewart should not be allowed to rap.
Well, this is like really good. She'd actually be good at it. Okay. She's so good at everything.
Yeah, well, and she's friends with Snoop Dogg. He could teach her, right? Okay, well, that was your guess. Okay, so Charlie, who do you guess? Who's the worst celebrity that should not be allowed to rap? They might be a good person. We might love them, but they shouldn't rap.
I would say, I guess just Obama.
Oh my God!
I bet he could rap great. Yeah. Okay, but that's your guess. Okay, so Nikki, who would you pick? Who's the?
I think Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh,
good guess. Okay, Sunny, bring it home for us. Who's?
Mine's a bit more obscure. I'm gonna say Randy Quaid.
Why Randy Quaid?
Yeah, well, he has no business rapping.
That's absolutely.
Leave that to Randy Quaid.
And I'm gonna say the woman from that Tiger show this summer. I don't need to hear her rap. Okay, this is a good fun question. Now, if we were playing the game, you would all have written it down on your little boards, and then I would be the judge, and I would secretly pick which one I thought the best, and you guys would then, this is perspective taking, right? You guys would try to figure out which one I chose as the best. So we can do that. Of all the ones that you guys said, which one do you think I'm going to say is the best? What, you know me. So which one?
He's Sunny.
I thought Arnold.
It's got to be Randy.
Arnold was a good choice.
Why do you think I was going to say Sunny, Nikki?
Because I think that you love Sunny's humor, as do I.
And you would be correct that his made me laugh the hardest because it was so unexpected. Okay, I like this one. What's the best animated TV show of all time? Animated TV show of all time.
Wow. Well, I'm a bit biased, but I was always a big SpongeBob fan.
I was gonna say SpongeBob
is amazing.
Yeah. I mean, you also gotta get some love for The Simpsons for their longevity.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be bold and say Midnight Gospel. Anyone? Anyone? It's new. It's on Netflix.
I have no idea.
Highly
really?
Recommend. Yes.
Okay. I might have to watch that. And of course, Traven has said yes to that. Traven said, you've got it exactly right. So Dr. Grampy-J, what did you pick?
Family Guy, I think. Is that classified as
Yeah.
I love Family Guy.
Now see, I'm shocked. I expected you to say F is for Family because that's co-written by Bill Burr.
Oh, right. I actually don't even know that.
Yeah.
Oh. It's the two writers of F is for Family are Bill Burr and I just had his name in my head, Michael Price. Michael Price, who writes for The Simpsons and has been on the show because he's an autism dad. So there you have it. So you need to check out F is for Family. I think it's way too not PC for me. Like, I think I'm like this the whole time, but I think you would love it. Okay, when's a bad time to break out into song?
Well, at a funeral.
Oh,
okay.
Certainly, unless it's a nice, respectful song of the dead person's choice.
Okay. Who else wants to have a guess?
Maybe on a plane.
That's very good.
Nikki, you got one?
While you're at the dentist.
While you're at the dentist, that's a very bad time.
How about if you are the dentist?
Yeah.
Now, see, my answer, which is not a very PG-13, but mine would be during a pap smear.
Oh, great. Thank you.
That's what I would have said. Okay. If you could have a private concert featuring anyone, who would it be?
Oh, that's easy. Genesis.
Okay. Who?
Genesis.
If you could only get one of them, is there one of the Genesis guys?
It would have to be Phil Collins.
Okay. Okay. What about everybody else? What would be the thing?
I mean, like
private concert.
Oh, the Beatles.
What's that?
I said the Beatles. If it can be anyone,
It can be anyone. I love that. And if it could only be one of the Beatles, living or not.
Paul.
Yeah, I suppose Paul.
Paul all the way.
Yeah.
Paul is great.
Paul all the way. Okay. Yeah.
I would also choose Paul, but for the interest of choosing another one, I'd say Billy Joel.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay, Charlie.
Well, I was also going to choose Paul, but I'm wearing an Elvis shirt right now. So
Elvis.
I'll go for Elvis.
Great choice.
Okay, can I tell you who mine would be? But I've already had it, so I can't wish James Taylor. And I've been privately serenaded by James Taylor.
That's
once
amazing.
In my life. And all I did was cry. I couldn't contain myself. I was a nut job. And he probably just thought she's a wackanoodle, but what can you do? Great, great moment in Shannon history. Who's a movie character? This will be the last one because we're about out of time. Who's a movie character that you wouldn't want to be?
Movie character that you would not want to be.
I'm going to say Scarface.
Oh, that's good.
Go. Yeah.
I'd say the Hunchback.
Okay.
That's because I feel like one right now.
That's what made you think of it. Who else?
I would say as great as he is, Luke Skywalker, you'd have to get your arm cut off. And that doesn't sound very fun.
Oh, yeah. So
that does not sound like fun.
Right.
Ladies?
Yeah, I mean, going off of that, I would probably say like Darth Vader.
Okay. Yeah. Great choice.
I think I would just go with the creature in Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Ooh. All good answers. So this game is called Say Anything, and you can see what a conversation builder it is. And when you do the part where you're voting about which one do you think the judge picked, it's that much more fun. We had a good time playing this last night. And my husband kicked all of our keisters, which was unexpected. But he always has the funniest answers to all of these things. It's really, and there is, what I also love about it, there's no wrong answer. Somebody could say something really out there and it's not a wrong answer. It's sometimes more fun when it's really out there. So again, it won in our adult category for adults on the spectrum, and it won the best speech builder as a way of, you know, creating conversation. So we're out of time here, but I just have to stop for a second and thank all of you for playing. This was great fun. It was less mayhem than I thought it was going to be. Just, I think maybe just the right amount of mayhem. And especially want to thank Sonny for all the great research that he did and for playing. But I, you know, I just want to say that it's Thanksgiving week. This is our last live show before Thanksgiving and before the marathon starts to play. And so this is a great time to say things that we're thankful for. And I'm looking at this picture. I am grateful for all four of you. You've all added something unique and wonderful to my life. And I'm so glad that I've gotten to know each and every one of you in your own right and to see what amazing people you are. You're an amazing configuration of a family. So thank you. I'm really grateful.
We all feel that way about you as well. We love you very much and thank you so much. And we wish you a happy Thanksgiving and all of our viewers. Yes.
And I'd just like to say that I know I can't compete with Temple Grandin, but it's been a pleasure. And I'm happy to return to the show whenever you need me.
All right, then. And I promised everybody that if we got to the end of the show, if you stuck around, I would tell you which toys in the toy guide Temple Grandin especially loved. She was the one who recommended Monopoly Classic and Scrabble Classic. And we are also featuring her book, Calling All Minds, in the toy guide as well as Dr. Grampuchet's book is in there as well. So evidence-based treatment for children on the autism spectrum, the card model. So check out the toy guide live sometime today at autism-live.com. Click the toy guide. Everybody have a great Thanksgiving. We'll have the opportunity starting tomorrow morning, Autism Live Marathon all weekend long, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then we'll be back on Monday. Until then, give your kiddos a hug from me and one for you. Bye, you guys. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.